Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend. 800-941-SEAN, you want to be a part of the program. Linda, did you get a chance to see Tim Scott with the ladies of The View today? He was unbelievable.
He crushed it, man.
He crushed it.
He's so impressive to me.
Oh, yeah. He did a great job.
Amazing. An amazing human being.
He's on TV tonight, so I look forward to seeing him. We got a lot of ground to cover. Look, I just keep you in the loop of everything that I'm hearing. I'm just telling you inside media circles, and meaning the mob, and inside of the Beltway, you know, chatterbox class, just rumors, potential indictment of Donald Trump with the special counsel this week, that it could happen some point this week. Which would seem pretty early to me regarding, I guess, the document probe. There were two probes that he was supposed to look into. One was the Mar-a-Lago raid, the document issue. And we know that there is a grand jury seated today on this issue. Maybe people are just overblowing it. I tend to think not. Because if you are Donald Trump, if your last name's Trump, you're treated a lot different than if your last name's Clinton or if your last name's Biden. You know, the fact that we keep hearing about Trump's special counsel, not a peep, not a word out of the special counsel investigating Joe Biden is it should be remarkable to everybody. Grand jury set up, people being called in left, right, sideways, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what's the other guy doing? Apparently nothing. Certainly not leaking like, you know, everybody else has leaked in this other case. So is there any truth to it? There could be, is the answer. I don't know the answer to that question. Is it, you know, remarkable that the Department of Justice that has had Hunter Biden's laptop since, you know, December of 2019, since Joe Biden became president, and in January of 2020, well, I guess it was the year, a year and a half later, but I mean, the fact that they've had it for that long and they haven't done a thing to Hunter Biden, and yet, okay, special counsel indictment. Would that shock me? No, it wouldn't shock me. You know, I was reading the New York Times over the weekend, and they're getting the crap rightly kicked out of them for this. You know, inside the complicated reality of being America's oldest president. And, you know, now just go back when Donald Trump had one moment in his presidency. I can't think of a time that he fell, but he did gingerly walk down a metal ramp when he had dress shoes on in the middle of a rainstorm. And the ramp had no railing, and very wisely was walking gingerly so he didn't slip and fall on his ass. To me, that's called being intelligent. If any of you have you ever had the experience, Linda, walking, you didn't think it was going to snow that day, and you're walking in dress shoes on the snow?
Are we talking about women who have to wear 4-inch heels walking in Manhattan? I'm lucky I don't fall through a grate.
I think he did a great job that day. We don't have a dress code. I don't care if you wear sneakers. I don't care if you wear slippers. You can wear whatever you want as long as you get your job done.
I'm just saying, like, I think everybody can relate, but that media glom one is just like, right. He could say the alphabet wrong and they would say something. It's just ridiculous.
So in private, some White House officials acknowledge that they make what they consider are reasonable accommodations not to physically tax an aging president. His staff is scheduling most of his public appearances between noon and 4 p.m., and they leave him alone on the weekends as much as possible. And he's a little slower, little softer. He was screaming at that speech before he fell flat on his face and couldn't get up. Anyway, a little harder of hearing, a little more tentative in his walk, a little more prone to occasional lapses of memory in ways that feels familiar to anyone who's reached their ninth decade or has a parent who has. Somebody described it, one of the critics in the New York of this piece called it slobbering and embarrassing. National Review said, you know, our part-time president, God only knows how he'll handle the rigors of a presidential reelection campaign and or any additional crises between now and January 20th of 2025. I mean, it's unbelievable. The two Joe Bidens coexist. This guy is a cognitive mental mess. And they can't even put him out there. They're admitting at the most they make him available for work 4 hours a day. That's what they're saying is a best case scenario. And when China decides to attack Taiwan, which seems fairly inevitable, you know, I guess we're going to have to hope it's not on a weekend, because according to the New York Times piece, Joe Biden's staff has been told to, quote, leave him alone on weekends so he can rest up from his grueling, you know, noon till 12 a.m. Noon till 4 p.m. schedule every day. In private, some officials acknowledge they make what they consider reasonable accommodations. So we have a part-time president, and the New York Times, if this was Trump, I'm sure they'd be slobbering over him the same exact way. It is media malpractice. You talk about a corrupt, abusively biased news media. This is it. You know, Ronnie Jackson is not mentally or physically fit to be president. And he even says it's malpractice to let him run. Look, you can take this to the point where if it's not outright elder abuse, it's pretty close to that line. He's clearly not up to the job. Where are the people around him that care and love him enough to say, Joe, you're going to get a great 4 years. It's time to move on. Which I think this is going to happen in some way. If I had to put my last dollar on it, I'd say it's Gavin Newsom. I guarantee you, if I got inside of Gavin Newsom's phone, I guarantee you, you got to run, Gavin. Because I don't think they're looking at Kamala Harris. What did Michael Goodwin say? She's one Biden banana peel away from the presidency. Oh, well, kind of true. I mean, I wish it wasn't true, but it is true. You know, and meanwhile, you know, look at Senator Tom Cotton complaining Biden is treating China like a love-struck teenager. In the Hill, he was on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, said the Biden administration officials should stop chasing after the Chinese communist counterparts like love-struck teenagers. It's embarrassing and it is pathetic. In fact, it projects nothing but weakness to China. Well, okay. You have the anti-Western nuclear club now of North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. They're all now getting in full alignment. Last week, we had one of our fighter jets And one of the Chinese fighter jets came awfully close to that one. A Chinese warship came within 150 yards of hitting the USS Chung-Hoon on Saturday while the USS Destroyer was conducting joint exercises with Canada in the Taiwan Strait. That occurred while these tensions remain high. I mean, you know, what point are we missing that China hates our guts here? China's defense minister yesterday conceding that a war between China and the U.S. would be an unbearable disaster for the world, stressed the need for both sides to improve relations that are at a record low. Well, they're the ones that declared the Cold War against us. And it was last week that America, Joe Biden's administration, got snubbed yet again by China when they offered Defense Secretary Austin to meet with his counterpart, and they said no. And by the way, the U.S. did release video showing this close call in the Taiwan Strait with this Chinese destroyer. You know, this would be an unbearable disaster. And now that China is brokering deals with Iran and Saudi Arabia, now Syria and Saudi Arabia, should it surprise you that Saudi Arabia is now welcoming the Venezuela leader Maduro, the two-bit dictator thug from there that Joe Biden's now making rich because he's, you know, stopped ostensibly American energy independence and is now relying on countries that hate us? That would it surprise any of you to know what the Saudis did over the weekend in terms of energy? By declaring that, yeah, they're going to cut back on energy production. Joe Biden's foreign policy incompetence is eating up yet a larger portion of your family budget this summer. Saudi Arabia, according to the AP, will reduce how much oil it sends the global economy, taking a unilateral step to prop up the sagging price of crude after two previous cuts to supply by major producing countries in the OPEC alliance failed to push for higher oil. Okay, well, they're doing it because of a void, an artificial reduction in the world supply, because America has taken itself out of that business and unilaterally disarmed. So these new cuts that OPEC, the Saudis are now talking about, members of OPEC countries and their allies, they're also considering more cuts after their 1.3 million barrel a day cut. This time they're going to cut it another million barrels a day, because they want to get the price of a barrel of oil close to $100 a barrel as quickly as they can. So oil prices will soar as Russia, Venezuela, OPEC nations, the Saudis also acting independently, slashing oil supply. Well, what does that mean? That means that you, the American taxpayer, are going to pay more for everything you buy in every store you go to. You'll pay more to heat and cool your home. You're going to pay more to fill your gas up. By the way, you want to see what's coming to America? Irish farmers now rebelling against a proposal to cull tens of thousands of cattle a year to help Ireland meet their climate change targets. I told you they're coming for your beef. It's only a matter of time. And their effort to reduce emissions from farming by a quarter. What are we supposed to eat? Are we supposed to eat the grass that the cows eat or the hay that they eat? I don't know what the hell cows eat. What do they graze, right? Or whatever they're eating every day. Anyway, they want to cull 65,000 cows a year for 3 years because of this insanity, you know, of this global warming idiocy and disaster that's not even based on science. By the way, the New York Sun had a great piece how Americans now, you know, this came out in the first town hall that the fake news CNN did when he said drill, baby, drill. You know, the crowd went absolutely wild because you know, at no point during the Trump presidency, I checked this out. Linda, double check me on this fact. I don't think the price of a gallon of gasoline went above $3 when Trump was president. Pretty sure. BBC, this was on Drudge today, solar panels, an eco-disaster waiting to happen, you think? You know, now that while being promoted around the world as a crucial weapon in reducing carbon emissions, solar panels only have a lifespan of up to 25 years. By the way, what are they going to do with that? It's just like the electric car myth. Now, 90% of our electric grid, if you're not in a brownout state, 90% of that grid is fossil fuels. All right, so now first you have to pillage Mother Earth by getting the manganese and the cobalt and the nickel and all the minerals that are needed and necessary to make electric batteries for your electric vehicles. They weigh a ton, which means it's not as efficient. Then you got to charge it in your charging system, 90% of which comes from an electric grid that's powered by fossil fuels. So explain that to me. I mean, this is now the Biden nightmare. And by the way, you know, with all the talk of and the rumors and the chatter that's going on, you know, we also had that. Why do I believe if it's chatter about an impending indictment of Trump, I believe it. And when it's pending chatter about the indictment of Hunter or Joe Biden, I don't believe it. Now, I do know that Christopher Wray is going to be held in contempt of Congress, according to James Comer, because of this 1023 form that he's been playing games with now for a long time. You think anybody in the media is going to care? It's sort of like the Durham report. All the news outlets, Washington Post, New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, and two fake news channels running, you know, wall to wall with that lie for 3 years. And then we get told yet again that it's a lie. And what are the consequences? Absolutely nothing.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, we just confirmed Linda. You know, some great information as always. I was right. Trump gas prices were never, were under $3 a gallon his entire presidency, as low as $1.86 a gallon at one point. Boy, I vaguely remember that. That's such a distant memory at this particular point in time. I mean, that's all real money in your pocket. You know, it's at some point, one of the things I'm trying to wrap my mind around is, you know, with the country so divided, I can't see any middle ground. How do you reconcile those that are demanding as with zealot, as like, you know, religious zealots here, open borders, those that passionately argue for defund, dismantle, no bail laws, those that are dead set against any energy independence and domestic energy production? How do we reconcile with people that have these views? You know, those that believe in, like, for example, in L.A., they now have a mansion tax. Only two homes priced over $5 million sold in April after 126 sales go through in March because they brought into effect a mansion tax. Okay, what does that mean? The measure instituted a 5.5% charge on commercial and residential sales above $10 million, 4% charge on properties over $5 million, and anybody that was thinking of maybe changing their homes, they did it before this tax went into effect. You know, and they have 13.5% income tax out there.
Hannity uncovers the real truth about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So let me give you what we know at this point. We know that there was a meeting, I guess, towards, I don't know, they were at the Justice Department around 10 o'clock, I guess, Monday, weeks after Trump's lawyers had requested a meeting with federal law enforcement. Talk of another meeting today. And it's got a lot of people speculating because the grand jury in the Trump classified documents case, this is the one involving the special counsel appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland. Now, interestingly, we hear a lot about this special counsel and not about the one investigating the Biden, you know, issue of classified documents, et cetera. And then there was last week, of course, a leak of a potential tape that might be incriminating that Donald Trump, quote, knew that they were classified at the time. Well, one of the problems I think that anybody's going to have in this case is explaining what is the very specific law that dictates what the process is for a president to declassify documents. I can give you the answer. There is no law. There is no written set procedure. There's, you know, I guess precedent, but if it's not in writing and somebody says I was president, I declassified it, how do you prove that that's not true? I think that's kind of hard to do. So anyway, it's causing the mob, the media, only because I have my ear to the ground, I can tell what's going on, to think that there might be an indictment on this issue involving Mar-a-Lago, the raid, the documents towards the end of the week. Jim Jordan, who will join us at the top of the next hour, he has an investigation into the Trump special counsel's probe and how it could expose its crossfire hurricane connection. Now, this is pretty interesting. This was written by Paul Sperry, a great investigative writer. Anyway, on Friday, Jordan announced that he was investigating Smith, the special counsel, who's investigating Trump's mishandling of classified documents for possible political bias. His investigation could potentially have a major impact on the probe if, in fact, he's said to be close to indicting Trump in this Mar-a-Lago case. In a letter to the Attorney General Garland, Jordan requested information about the probe to ensure the investigation is not being politicized by the FBI. Remember, he's looking into whether the FBI is politicized and the DOJ is weaponized, which suffers from a lack of public trust after improperly involving itself in the 2016 Russia hoax. And that's the one who the Durham report just excoriated as having never should have happened, never should have been opened, and how Hillary Clinton was given a totally different set of legal standards than was the Trump campaign. On top of, you know, what we know about the 2020 election and the pre-bunking of Hunter Biden's laptop, which the FBI had in December of 2019. So they had it all throughout the year 2020. And even according to John Solomon, verified its authenticity in the spring of 2020 and then ended up still sending FBI agents, you know, to meet with on a weekly basis in the months leading up to the 2020 election with big tech companies and warning them that they could very likely be a victim of a disinformation campaign. Oh, and it may be about Hunter and it may be about Joe Biden. What would you like to add, Linda? Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. Anyway, so due to the FBI's documented political bias, the Justice Department must ensure any ongoing investigations are not poisoned by the FBI being politicized in reference to, you know, especially in light of John Durham's report on Crossfire Hurricane. Now, I suspect that, you know, if you're head of the committee, for example, didn't surprise me last week when James Comer told me he had already seen the document he was demanding that the FBI turn over to him, the 1023 form. Now, okay, if they want to show it in private, that's fine. And apparently, I guess they came up with some deal. But according to James Comer today, it's not good enough. And he's still going to move forward with contempt of Congress proceedings against FBI Director Wray. But I doubt that Jim Jordan knows this, you know, by accident. And it turns out on the same day, the FBI Counterintelligence Division that, you know, moved on the Crossfire Hurricane hoax, that division's out of the, you know, part of the unprecedented raid on Trump's private residence in Mar-a-Lago. And one of the top agents in the division was not only a key member of the Crossfire Hurricane team, but he also led the FBI's effort to discredit Hunter Biden's laptop. And this is what Paul Sperry points out. The FBI's 9-hour, 30-agent raid of Mar-a-Lago is part of a counterintelligence case run out of Washington, not Miami, as had been widely reported, according to the FBI case documents and sources with knowledge of the matter. He's reporting that, quote, the FBI's counterintelligence division led the 2016-17 Russia collusion investigation of Trump, codename Crossfire Hurricane. And although the former head of Crossfire Hurricane, Peter Strzok, was fired after the disclosure of his vitriolic anti-Trump tweets, several members of his team remain working in the counterintelligence unit, according to the source. In addition, a key member of the Crossfire team, supervisory intelligence analyst, I won't give his name, although it was in the article, has continued to be involved in politically sensitive investigations, including the ongoing federal probe of potentially incriminating content found on the abandoned laptop of President Biden's son, Hunter. According to recent correspondence between the Senate Judiciary Committee and the FBI Director Chris Wray, FBI whistleblowers now are alleging that this agent tried to falsely discredit derogatory evidence against Hunter Biden during the 2020 campaign, labeling it Russian disinformation, an assessment that caused investigative activity to cease. And then he was allowed to work on sensitive cases, even though he'd been under internal investigation since 2019, when the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz referred him for disciplinary review for his role in vetting a Hillary Clinton campaign-funded dossier used by the FBI to obtain the series of wiretap warrants to spy on Carter Page and backdoor into the Trump campaign, later the Trump presidency. And Horowitz specifically singled this individual out for cutting a number of corners in the verification process and even allowing information that he knew to be incorrect to slip into the warrants and mislead the FISA court. Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has asked Wray for copies of recent case files and reports generated by this agent, and whether he's included among them, among the team that the FBI assembled to determine which of the seized Trump records fall in the scope of counterespionage investigation and which fall outside of it. I mean, in other words, because nobody got punished, the game just continues and takes on another form. And Jim Comey, in spite of signing 3 of the 4 FISA applications with the dirty dossier that Hillary paid for, you know, the same Jim Comey that said no prosecutor or reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute, the same guy that ignored the bleach bit on subpoenaed emails that were deleted and the devices destroyed with hammers and the missing SIM cards, 33,000 of them, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Well, certainly not a Clinton or a Biden. Only, I guess, a Trump would be held accountable for that. And now Comey, over the weekend, not only endorsing Joe Biden, but hoping, quote, our intelligence community is equipped to respond better, maybe better than we did in 2016. I mean, not only is there absolutely no remorse at all whatsoever, it's like, you know, he's looking at it, to me, I interpret that to be a badge of honor in his head. So anyway, Congress is probing if the FBI used Russian disinformation claim to shut down the Biden inquiries. And you have to ask yourself, with a special counsel recently appointed, and here you have all of this information about the Biden family that's been out there forever, and yet the FBI and the DOJ do nothing. And so it does beg the question. It really doesn't even beg a question. It now is kind of an affirmative statement that equal justice and equal application of our laws don't exist in this country. And that's just the way it is and apparently is going to continue to be. Unless, of course, at some point we get somebody in there that's willing to clean up this mess, because it's a total, complete mess. Now, Congress, I don't think they're flirting with this idea. I think this is a real effort by Republicans that they're just going to pull out, you know, defund the FBI as it is in its current form, and probably reorganize and restructure it. I would imagine something like the Church Committee hearings, which I've discussed in detail, would likely also be a result of all of this. The National Archives is refusing to release certain emails between Joe, Hunter, Biden, and they're citing an exemption under the law. Well, if they're guilty of the same thing, having top secret classified documents, and Hillary got away with it, and we don't hear a peep out of the special counsel appointed to look into Joe Biden's tops, you know, all his top secret documents all over the place. And of course, they give him 2 weeks heads up before they go into his house. But with Trump now, we're hearing rumors of an indictment as early as this week. Now, I know his lawyers requested a meeting with the DOJ, but a second meeting sounds like this sounds like had a surrender agreement. That's what it sounds like. That's what people are speculating today. Not me. I'm just telling you what's going on behind the scenes. But I mean, it's pretty evident that there is a double standard in this country. And if that continues, you might as well take your Constitution and shred it because it's meaningless. It really is. The race for 2024, I'm getting asked everywhere I go. Do you think, Kennedy, that there's anything that you can do to stop Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump from fighting? Let me give you the short answer. No. Is it inevitable in every primary that the top people polling candidates in both parties will start killing each other, politically speaking? Yes, they will. That's why it's a blood sport. Why is it starting so early? Well, I've asked those questions. I've given you the answers. There's no point in going further. One sad development here. Daily Beast, Casey DeSantis is the Walmart Melania. Wow. I guess that this is the liberal treatment of the First Lady of Florida. Just like how horribly they treated Melania Trump all the years she was the First Lady of our country. I mean, it's unreal. Anyway, she had wear woke to go die, goes to die leather jacket on the campaign trail. Anyway, so there is, you know, all these candidates are now, I thought the person that did the best job so far to date that maybe surprised everybody. This happened earlier today. I'll play it later in the program. Tim Scott went on The View. You might remember that The View attacked Tim Scott when he got into the race and made these nasty comments. For example, let me play a little bit of this. Remember Joy Behart's comments lecturing, you know, Tim Scott about what it's like to be an African-American and a Republican today?
Well, isn't he Professor Positive?
Yes.
Unlike Trump, everything's bad. There's doomsday. He's more in the Reagan-esque morning in America. Things are fabulous. And he's also hedging his bets. He doesn't really go out and say he's not pro-choice exactly. Although he did say, what did he say? That he would vote for anything they put on the table, the Republicans. So he is not pro-choice. And he's one of these guys who, you know, he's like Clarence Thomas, black Republican who believes in pulling yourself by your bootstraps, rather than, to me, understanding the systemic racism that African Americans face in this country and other minorities. He doesn't get it, neither does Clarence.
Right.
And that's why they're Republicans.
Yeah.
Imagine lecturing a white liberal New Yorker, lecturing Tim Scott, who grew up with a single mom under very difficult circumstances, and Clarence Thomas. You got to read his book and read Tim Scott's book as well. You know, who grew up because of his grandfather, but yet we're going to have New York white liberals, women, lecture them on what it's like to be an African-American man in America today. I mean, just the audacity of and the unbelievable. Anyway, Scott goes on there today and he just nailed them, you know, talked about systemic racism, talked about how the progress this country has made on the issue of race. You know, you can also add to it, you know, these are the same people supporting Joe Biden, the same guy that partnered with a former Klansman to stop the integration of public schools because he didn't want schools in America to be racial jungles. Why does he get that pass? I thought, you know, there's only two groups of people now in America that it's, you know what, you can say anything you want about them. There'll be no consequences in this woke world, PC world, and that is Christians and conservative African-Americans. You can attack them with impunity and get away with it. Anyway, by the way, Cornel West, our friend, announced a third-party presidential bid. Be interesting to see how many ballots he's able to get on. We'll have him on at some point. I don't care that Chris Christie's getting into the race. Some people have taken note of that. He's telegraphing why he's getting in. He wants to go in to bludgeon Trump. I hate Trump. That's not a candidate or a vision for the future of the country. Anyway, Joe Manchin leaves the door open for a third party run as well. He said, I'm not ruling anything in. I'm not ruling anything out. How do you interpret that? I don't know. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, when this young mom heard about Preborn and our ad, the lives of her family changed dramatically. She had kept her pregnancy a secret from her parents and made an appointment at an abortion clinic. Days before the appointment, she heard a Preborn ad right here on the radio and heard that a baby's heartbeat is detectable just days after conception. Well, she shouldn't, you know, couldn't get the message out of her mind. And the day came and she arrived at the abortion clinic. She sat there thinking about that message and how powerful it was. And while she was terrified, she called her mom and said, I'm pregnant. She now has an and I have an appointment for an abortion right now and I can't do it. And she said, please come get me. Together, you know, they help rescue the life of this precious baby. Anyway, well, Preborn helps 200, you know, babies every year, and you can help make this possible in a reality. And if you can donate, they don't get a penny from the federal government. I just bought two ultrasound machines because the science of ultrasound is what, you know, introduces expecting moms to what's growing inside them. And you can see facial features and fingers and toes and hear the heartbeat. Anyway, dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby on the web. It's preborn.com/Sean.
Breaking news straight from the source. Sean Hannity. Talk to the people involved in the top news stories. Sean Hannity.
By the way, in these tough economic times, you got to find money, save money any way you can. And if you're still with the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you're overpaying, and you could join my cell phone company, Pure Talk, for the exact same service. Because they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, many saving more. And right now they have unlimited talk, unlimited text, ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month. It's the most reliable, dependable 5G network in the country, the exact same service as the big carriers. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, $20 a month. A veteran-owned company. And the switch is fast. It is simple. It is easy. Just dial #250, keyword save now, unlimited talk and text, and plenty of 5G data, $20 a month. All right, when we come back, we'll check in with the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jim Jordan. Later on, we'll get to your calls. We'll play Tim Scott on The View from earlier today. He's on Hannity tonight at 9 as we continue.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.